We wanted to do something positive to commemorate the 100th anniversary of 1916. And we wanted to do that in a way that was entirely in keeping with SDLP ideology, which is to be respectful. And so we thought that what we should do is, in looking back on the past, to invite two young people in whose future we are all invested to come to the stage and read just a couple of quick, short poems. So I'd like to invite to the stage, from Mid Ulster, Paul McAlane, and from North Belfast, Orla O'Shaughnessy. We have two poems to read. One written by Francis Ledwidge, called Lament for the Poets, 1916. Written by Ledwidge, an Irish nationalist and British soldier, about the death of the victims in the Easter Rising. And the second poem is by Yeats, an Irish airman foresees his death, written, as we know, by one of the great Irish nationalists, about the death of a British soldier. And we think that that's a very fitting way to recognise the 100th anniversary of a momentous year in the history of Ireland and indeed in the history of Europe. So first up, Paul, and then after that, Orla.
Lament for the Poets, 1916, by Francis Ledwidge. I heard the poor old woman say, at break of day the fowler came, and took my black birds from their songs, who loved me well through shame and blame. No more from lovely distances their song shall bless me mile by mile, nor to white Ashburn call me down to wear my crown another while. With bended flowers the angels mark for the skylark the place they lie. From there its little family shall dip their wings first in the sky. And when the first surprise of flight sweet songs excite, from the far dawn shall there come blackbirds loud with love, sweet echoes of the singers gone. But in lovely hush of eve, weeping I grieve the silent bills, I heard the poor old woman say, in Derry of the little hills. Thank you.
An Irish Airman Foresees His Death, by W.B. Yeats. I know that I shall meet my fate somewhere among the clouds above. Those that I fight, I do not hate. Those that I guard, I do not love. My country is Kiltartan Cross. My countrymen, Kiltartan's poor. No likely end could bring them loss or leave them happier than before. No law nor duty bade me fight, nor public men, nor cheering crowds. A lonely impulse of delight drove to this tumult in the clouds. I balanced all, brought all to mind. The years to come seemed waste of breath, a waste of breath the years behind, in balance with this life, this death. Thanks.
Paul and Orla, thank you both so much. They are the future of our party, and I think that that should inspire and encourage us all.